Hello, and welcome to I Watch This As An Adult, the podcast where I review movies from my childhood from an adult perspective. And this week, I review 1995's Major Pain. Okay, Major Pain, 1995. It's kind of a coincidence because I'm shooting this on Memorial Day of all days to be shooting this. I'm recording this on Memorial Day, and it's also the 25th anniversary of this movie. I'm going to be doing that a lot. I'm like, there's a lot of movies coming up that are from like 1995 that I'm going to review. A lot about next month, a lot of movies from 1995 coming up, so be on the lookout for that. But anyway, talking about Major Pain, starring Damon Wayans. This is the climax of Damon Wayans' month. I already did Mo Money and Blank Man. If you want to go check those two reviews out, you can go back and check those two reviews out. They are on Anchor FM, or you can go on Spotify or Apple Podcast to check those two episodes out. Also, if you like the show, it's okay, you can donate. You can go to the Anchor FM app and there's a donation page, there's a support the podcast page, not page but button. You can go hit that and you can give what you want. You can give a dollar, you know, like if you want to give a dollar, you can give a dollar, you know, you can support the podcast like that. So if you want to do that, you can do that. I'm not forcing you. If you want to, you can. But anyway, let's get to the movie. Damon Wayans plays Major Benson Payne, a man who is honorably discharged from the Marines and has nothing to do with his time. So he gets a job at a military prep school, training a group of JROTC students. At the beginning of this movie, they really let you know that this dude is batshit crazy, because it starts off with like he's in the military. I don't know what war this dude was in. I don't know if he was in the Vietnam War. Or he was in the, because this is 95, and I don't know what age range this character is supposed to be. I don't know if he's supposed to be, because at this time, Damon Wayans had to be about maybe 34, 35, maybe, at this time, maybe. But, yeah, I don't know what age Major Pain is. I'm not going off of the actor's age. I don't know what age Major Pain is. That's the thing. So I don't know if he was in Vietnam or he was in the, what's the war that we had in the Gulf War. I don't know if he just got out of the Gulf War. I'm guessing he just got out of the Gulf War because that's the only war we had in the 90s. Like, it was like the Gulf War, Desert Storm. That was like 90, 91. You know, that was like the only war we had that time. For like, it was peacetime throughout the 90s, you know. We didn't really have a lot of, I guess you could say we had Kosovo. That's like late 90s though. I think that was like 98. But like, that was quick. We didn't really fuck with Kosovo like that, that I know of. I was a kid at the time, so I don't really fucking know. I'm just pulling shit out of my ass. But I remember Kosovo. We had the Gulf War. I was like 5 or 6 when the Gulf War was happening. So I can't really go into detail. But I don't know what fucking war this nigga was in, is what I'm saying. But it was peace times. There was nothing for this dude to do. So he goes and trains these kids at the JROTC Academy. And like, dude's fucking a nut. He's a psycho killer. Like, insane. Like, he breaks a dude's fingers, which fucking still cringes me. I remember seeing that as a kid, and that cringed the fuck out of me. And I still can't watch that shit. When he breaks that guy's fingers, like, ugh. You know? But, and he just, like, starts just, like, killing motherfuckers all throughout the war and shit, and they show you that. So, like, off top, they show you this dude is bat shit fucking crazy. He's a nut job. But also, Karen Parsons is in this movie. She plays a character named Miss Walburn, who's like the counselor at the school. Karen Parsons, I might say, is the second most successful Fresh Prince of Bel-Air star, I might say. Like, the one that, like, the one other than Will Smith that, like, transferred to movies. You know, because, like, she was in a lot of movies. A lot of people don't, she was in a good amount of movies in the 90s. Like, because, like, she had this, she had Class Act. She had The Ladies' Man. I think she did some other movies, maybe. But, like, those are the only three that I've seen. Because she might have been in some other movies that are not black. But I don't know. Maybe. But like, she had a good little string of movies in the 90s, though. Like, she wasn't fucking around. A lot of people don't recognize that about Karen Parsons. Like, other than Will Smith, she was the one that was, like, getting movies. Like, mostly she was playing, like, the love interest of a dude, but she was the one that was getting most of the movies, other than Will Smith. But, like, she's in this movie. She plays a character named Miss Walburn. Again, this is the third Damon Wayans movie in a row that I review where he's just taking down a baddie, you know, because Karen Parsons is badding in a motherfucker, too. She's also the one that has a head on her shoulders, too, because, like, he had Stacey Dash, and he had Robin Givens, also, because Stacey Dash was Blank Man, not Blank Man, Stacey Dash was Mo Money, and Robin Givens was Blank Man. Both those chicks are fucking insane. A movie I didn't get to review, I think he was in, was The Last Boy Scout. Bruce Lee, he had Halle Berry in that one, too. That was his girlfriend in that one. She doesn't, spoiler alert, she dies, so he doesn't really get, but he got Halle Berry for a good amount of time, so you can throw Halle Berry on that list too. Dude always knocking down baddies in his movies. Karen Parsons, I might say, is the only one with a head on straight so far, because, like, I haven't heard any crazy shit about her. I haven't heard that she hates black people, or I haven't heard that she, like, manipulates niggas and try to take their money and none of that shit. I don't know, but I haven't heard anything about her that's bad. But yeah, she bad as fuck. But anyway, yeah, you got the kids in this movie. The kids in this movie, they're kind of like your run-of-the-mill, like, 90s kids. You know, like, there's nothing that really stands out of it. There's, like, only, like, four of them that stand out. There's, like, one that really stands out. There's this one kid in the movie that looks like he's, like, fucking 30. And I was like, you sure that's a kid? I was like, are you sure that that is a child? I think he's supposed to be a teenager, but he looks like he's, like, fucking 34 years old. Like, legit. Like, no bullshit. He also looks like a mix between, like, Michael Imperioli and the guy that played Casey Jones in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle films, like the 90s Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle films. Like, no lie, like, no bullshit. I thought for a minute that it was Michael Imperioli. Michael Imperioli played, I forget his character in The Sopranos, but he was in The Sopranos for a long time. I forgot his character. He's like the young guy that's in the mafia, that was in the mafia. But I low-key thought that was Michael Imperioli as the kid. And I was like, yo, wait, man, that dude's like a grown-ass man. But it's not him. Also, one of the Wayans nephews is in this movie, because Wayans, you know, gotta get one of them Wayans is in there. Grandmama, I seriously think it's their mother, because I was reviewing Mo Money, and I talked about why Marlon got his role in Mo Money because his mother got him the role in Mo Money. I seriously think it's the mother. She was just like, hey, put your nephew in the movie now, you know. But yeah, he's in the movie. Also, Orlando Brown is in the movie. He plays this little kid named Tiger. Like, Orlando Brown's got to be at least like 8 or 9 years old in this movie. He's a really cute kid too, man. It's kind of sad that what's happened to him. You know, all the Orlando Brown antics that's going on. Like the shit with him and Raven. Him creeping Raven out, talking about the sexcapades and shit. I think they did like a That's So Raven reunion like a couple years back. And he like showed her like that he had a tattoo of her on like his chest or some shit. And she was like really creeped out by that shit. talking about Nick Cannon sucking his dick and all types. He's saying all types of crazy shit. I think like they had a video of him recently when he was on the streets just acting a fool. You know, he was on Dr. Phil acting a fool. You know, like it's really sad what's happened to him. Another thing, for research, I remember Karen Parsons had an interview. I had to look at this for research. Karen Parsons had an interview on Vlad TV. You know Vlad TV. And Vlad TV ambushed her about Orlando Brown because they're talking about Major, because she was talking about Major Payne. And Vlad ambushed poor Karen Parsons about Orlando Brown. It's like she tried to deflect it. She was like, no. She was trying to like talk about the movie, and then Vlad just like, no, like, yeah, Orlando Brown, like, you know, I interviewed Orlando. You want to see the interview? And you want to see what's going on with him? And she's like, I guess. And she knows. You know, and he showed her the interview and like him acting crazy and shit. And she's just like, okay, you know, he ain't my son. You know, pretty much. It was like she don't know Orlando Brown like that. I don't know if you see the hurt in her eyes because she's sad for Orlando or she's just a little upset that she got ambushed. Because it looked like a little bit of both. She's like, oh, I feel for the kid, but I'm kind of pissed that he fucking ambushed me with this shit. You know? And she's never been on Vlad TV ever again, honestly. Because that interview was like maybe like, what, 3 years ago? 4 years ago? And she hasn't been on this since. But like, I don't think she appreciated getting ambushed like that. And you could just see her, just cause like, I was like, she don't know this nigga. You know, like, she really don't know him. She was probably like cordial with him on the set because he's a little kid, you know, like, and like she had a couple of scenes with him cause like he was like the main kid that she was like nurturing as a counselor. You know, and like she was like real, like she was in the movie supposed to be like real close to him because he's like got a lot of issues, you know, because he's a little kid and like he's in military camp and he doesn't have any parents or some shit. But in the movie, but like she don't know that nigga. She was like she hadn't seen that motherfucker in like 20 years. You know, she hasn't seen him in 20 years, so like she don't know what the fuck he doing, nor does she care. I don't know what type of reaction he thought he was gonna get out of her, but she don't give a shit because it's not her kid. You know? He's not really her kid in real life, so that was just stupid. But yeah, man, like just seeing the downfall of that kid, man. The kid, I'm like, dude's like same age as me, but I say kid, but seeing the downfall of that dude, man, it's really kind of sad. It was funny at first, but it's kind of sad now. But anyway, I thought the movie was fun. I laughed a little bit. I liked the dancing scene in the club between Damon Wayans and Karen Parsons. I thought that scene was the big fun scene of the movie. There's a lot of things in this movie that are like, I was like, oh yeah, that's funny. I like that. Like, that's funny. That was the biggest scene, like the dancing scene. I thought that shit was hilarious. Where like Damon's like pop locking and Karen Parsons just like out of nowhere just like starts busting it open for a real nigga. You know, she's got this like short like dress on, like this like peach kind of dress on, and it's kind of short, and like they're dancing and she just turns around and like she just start popping for a real nigga, you know, like just And like they're dancing to Pop That Coochie from Two Live Crew, and she literally starts popping that coochie. I thought that was funny. But anyway, yeah, I thought this movie was fun. The only knock I have about this movie is it doesn't know what tone it is. It has a tonal problem because it doesn't know if it's a kid's movie or not. It doesn't know if it's a kid's movie or it's a movie for adults. It doesn't know. I think the movie's like PG-13. It's got to be PG-13 because there's a lot of cursing in this movie. Like, they say shit, bitch. No, they didn't say bitch. No, they didn't say bitch. They say shit, ass, titty, you know. I think they say titty a couple of times, you know, like, because I think like one of the kids say titty, and Damon Wayans says titty like twice in his movie when he's talking about Karen Parsons and Orlando Brown's relationship. Like, when she was talking, he was talking about how she was babying him, and he said, well, how about you pop the titty out of his mouth and let him be a man, you know, like that type of shit. Like, so like he had that, but that was the only problem I had with this movie. Like, they don't know, I don't think they know if it's for kids or adults, you know. There's probably a lot of parents that took their kids to go see this movie and was probably offended by the cursing. I don't know, it was the 90s, like, you took your kids to see anything in those days. Like, you didn't give a shit. But anyway, this is a short review. There's not much to really talk about. There really wasn't, like, really a plot in the movie. It's just a good old-fashioned, fun 90s movie, you know? That was it. I give it a 3 out of 5. I'm like, I would go back to it, but not a lot. Let's just say that. Well, that's the end of this episode. Like, it was a really quick episode. Not, like I said, not much to talk about with this movie. It wasn't much. But that's it. Like, join me next week. I got a real, real good treat for us next week. I will be reviewing The Goofy Movie. That's going to be my next movie that I review. This is The Goofy Movie. So, peace.